Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we are diving into something very real, very special, because this episode stirs something in me. Lately, some people have been projecting their own shit, trying to get into my head and convince me that my kindness is weakness. LOL, do you even know who I am or what I am? Buckle up, because you're not fucking ready. And I know it's an episode about kindness, and maybe you are expecting me to speak in some soft and angelic voice, but no, you're gonna get a whole range of emotions because I am fucking pissed right now. So let's talk about kindness. The kindness that this world tries so hard to tarnish. And it makes me so fucking angry. Sorry, not sorry, I'm gonna say fuck all the time in this episode. It's actually kind of funny how our society paints kindness as a flaw. Like it means you are weak or you are dumb. Especially in France. I don't know for other countries, but we have this thing here when if someone says that this person is kind or this person is nice, elle est gentille, it basically means she's stupid and naive. So let me correct that real quick. It is not even close. We live in a world that is so twisted and so messed up by dark forces that people think being mean and cruel is normal. And so everyone just repeats what they hear without thinking for themselves. And this is how chaos spreads. Congratulations, by the way. We have literally been programmed to be suspicious and harsh with each other. And that's become the norm. But I am here to break that. This is a light check episode, so buckle up. Kindness is one of the highest frequencies there is. It's a pure frequency, it's linked to love. And especially when it comes after darkness, when someone goes through hell. And still chooses softness? That's bomb. That's real power. Because being kind once is easy. Being kind out of guilt or remorse, well, that is just a reaction to a trigger or to an emotion. Being kind because you are a people pleaser, this is just a survival mechanism. But being kind as a frequency, that means you embody that every freaking day, no matter what, okay? No matter the people, you treat everyone equally with the same kindness. Being kind as a vibe, that's a whole different game. That's next level. You can't fake frequency. You can't manipulate it. You can't pretend. You can't fake a vibe. You can't fake energy. You can't lie about your aura. And you can't lie about how you make people feel. And how you make them feel, that's why they will remember about you. That's your legacy, not your mistakes, not your words, not how you hurt them, how you disappointed them, or how you fucked up things. What stays at the end with them is whether they felt safe with you or not. So, the true kindness I'm talking about is keeping your warmth, your sparkle, your light. It's your inner child coming through, but as an adult. Okay, so it's in your voice, it's in your eyes, in your smile, in your frequency. It's staying calm and grounded when someone lashes out instead of screaming back at them. It's listening, being helpful, being generous, being devoted, but without being naive or letting people disrespect you, right? The thing is, with this kind of pure kindness I'm talking about, people rarely try to disrespect you. Because they feel seen and recognized by you. And you break all the twisted codes dictated by the matrix when you do that. And honestly, that's all people need. Attention, aka love and support, and solution, aka abundance and safety. And if someone does cross the line, you've reached a level where it doesn't even touch you. Because you remember that nothing is personal, and you can stay in that neutral vibe where you can turn the switch on and off whenever you want. And trust me, being kind isn't easy in this world. It's way, but way much easier to be a bitch. Way much easier to be mean. And that's what most people default to anyway. It's easier to choose darkness over light. It's easier to grab a pack of sugar-loaded cookies than a boring bag of dried fruit, right? I mean, it's so much easier. The real kindness, the non-manipulative, the genuine kind is a choice. And activating that kindness frequency is a choice. And staying in this frequency is a training. But it changes everything. And this is how the gates of true happiness swing wide open. It is literally like the direct access to abundance. Because love and money, listen to that, love and money are the same exact frequency, the same invisible force. You either attract and keep it, or you repel and lose it. The people who train themselves to embody this kind of kindness with boundaries, with warmth, with realness, even after being broken, and let's be real here, we have all been broken in some way. Those are the ones you want to keep very, very, very close. If you have people like that in your life, keep them. Being kind is a choice. It's not a character trait. It's a choice. It's something buried deep inside of you that you can choose to activate. And trust me, if you want to manifest what you want in your life, you're gonna need this level of kindness. Trust me. Nobody's talking about that, but literally, like, this is one of the main things. Regarding myself, I don't judge people. You need to know that. I feel people. I don't observe. I don't assume. I feel their frequency. And so I can spot any manipulative energy or any masked behavior within 2 minutes. I can feel the sneaky intentions. I can see through the fake, through the masks. And I stand right in the corner, energetically cancelling whatever harmful thing they are aware about to do. I do that with everyone. I soften people. I can dismantle walls. And any bad intent, alchemized, transmuted. I naturally create a field of protection around me and around the people I choose. I can send the golden beam of light that dark forces can't fucking enter. And so I do light work. This is light work, guys. And this is light shake. I do light shake. I'm here to shake people in a good way. And trust me, it's not easy. I'm super sensitive, but that's my dharma. That's my mission, and everyone feels it. And this is what I do in my coaching anyway. And this is funny because as I wrote that in a public place, I made someone run away. This is so funny and how effective my vibe is. Like, she fucking ran away. It's wild. It's so wild to see how in life you can either attract people or you can freaking repel them. You know, sometimes I walk into a place and people run the other way because it is too much depth, because I read energy And because I scan people, and that's my language, like a child just trained to understand and meet people where they are. I'm not doing that like to scan people, like, I'm gonna scan you. No, it's like my way of understanding people without body language or words, but through energy, how they feel and how they make me feel. And so the people who are not ready for that, they won't like it. And sometimes, I am the one leaving. I am the one running away because too much darkness or because too much ego. And also because I don't take shit and I have zero patience for fake. And yes, I'm a tuning fork. I can recalibrate a whole room's energy. I can recalibrate anyone's frequency. But damn, sometimes it's so exhausting. Anyway. To reach this level of kindness that I am talking about, to activate this level of kindness, I have a powerful exercise. This is the kind of exercise that is gonna make you attract the right people. It's called the bless you exercise. Okay? When you see someone, I want you to choose someone randomly. Could be someone in the street, a colleague, a coworker, anyone crossing your path, your family, a friend, whatever. I want you to say in your mind, or you can say it out loud, bless you. Just look at someone walking by and say, bless you. But really mean it. Okay, don't say it like without meaning. Say it like you send kindness and protection to this person, even if you don't know them, or even if you don't like them. And I want you to notice how this small act is gonna shift your entire energy. If you feel warmer, if you feel softer, if you feel more connected. Okay? The bless you energy is so freaking magical. And I have so much more things like that. And if this episode resonates with you, if you feel that pull in your body right now, that you are done dimming your light and you are like looking to have more magnetic power, well, I have a coaching program. It's a 3 month one-on-one private coaching and it's called Magnetic Power. Is designed to activate your presence and your visibility and your personal power. And this is not just coaching, it's a frequency shift. It's light check level transformation. And it's for the people who walks into a room and want to change the temperature. And out of this coaching, you will leave with this unshakable confidence, this magnetic presence that draws in love and money and allied opportunities. Emotional depth turned into pure power, this unapologetic freedom of being fully and deeply yourself. And so, let's unlock your signature frequency, let's make you unforgettable. Until next time, and be genuinely kind and keep the vibe way, way, way up high. You manifested that. Much love!